Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. Hallelujah. But when we see Him, we will be like Him. That is our destiny, to be completely conformed to His image. Hallelujah. To His glory. And it's already begun. It began when you were born again. Ah, friends, this is shouting ground right here. You can't shout about this. Something's wrong. Come on. This is shouting ground.
That's right.
Woo.
Come on.
Think about where you're headed.
Yes.
It's already begun. It's already begun. The incorruptible seed of the Word of God has already been planted inside you, and the roots are going down and the limbs are going up. Hallelujah. And that's going to keep growing and developing and expanding throughout the ages to come.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This life right now, this is the briefest thing we will ever do.
Amen.
If you live 100 years, it's going to come and go so quick. This is the shortest thing you'll ever do.
Amen.
And thank God, because this is not such a great place. It's all of it's fallen. The curse is here. There's so much wrong and dark here. I assure you, when we slip out of this body and we get in glory with the Lord, we're going to realize how dark a place this is. We don't know the difference because this is all we've ever known. But we got a job to do. Let's finish our job before we get out of here. In the ages to come, He's going to show the exceeding riches of His grace. Verse 8, for by grace you're saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Amen.
Grace is God's part. Faith is our part.
Yeah.
Not of works, lest any man should boast. Now get this next verse. This is what I was building up to. For
Amen.
We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Unto what?
Good works.
Unto what?
Good works.
We came from... I was preaching one time and had an English professor in the crowd. And I noticed every once in a while she would go, oh. Oh my. No. Because I'm using double negatives. And but it reminded me of something I heard about Brother Smith Wigglesworth. Brother Smith Wigglesworth, a great champion of faith who lived many years ago. A lot of you have heard of him, know about him. He had no education at all. None. He couldn't read. His wife, Polly, eventually told him how to read and write his name.
Wow.
And so... And he was a plumber, I guess he was, and he was a bit rough. And he wrote, after years in the ministry, he wrote to another young minister. And it came back, and the young minister said, yes, yes. But he said, you know, did you know you spelled Holy Spirit about 7 different ways? In your letter to me. And they said, Smith said, well, did you understand it or not? He said, yeah. He said, that's all. I mean, you can get hung up on the technical and miss the spirit of it.
Amen.
And does that make you smart or dumb?
Dumb.
You know, all of us are human and we can make mistakes. Maybe the preacher, instead of saying Galatians 3:2, he said Galatians 2:3.
Yeah.
Maybe he used a double negative, but is that the main thing? If you get the spirit of it, that's what you should be getting. And if your heart's right, you go, oh, I know what you meant. Go on, go on. I got you. I'm with you.
Amen.
Keep on cruising. We're His workmanship.
Amen.
Who made us? And God is good.
Yes.
Good made us.
Yes.
If good made us, what comes out of good?
Good.
Good. Somebody's getting this.
Yes.
Did God make some bad stuff?
No.
That need to be recalled?
No, sir.
There are people telling us God's made mistakes. He's put men in women's bodies. And women in men's bodies. God made mistakes. He's given people minds and inclinations of wrong and oops and distortions. It's not true. God has not made mistakes. He didn't have bad days on the assembly line. Huh? And never are the angels involved in making people and getting spirits in body, which they don't do that anyway. But you come down and somebody messes up and not paying attention and goes, what, you see that? They go, ah, let it go. Let's let it go. And people wind up in the earth and there's some kind of distortion and perversion and a mistake. God made a mistake. No, God doesn't make mistakes. And He doesn't make anything bad. He makes good. Only good. Anything else is between people and the devil.
Amen.
Now we saw in detail where Jesus talked about how the Lord planted good seed in the earth, but then said an enemy came behind and sowed bad seed. Do you remember that?
Amen.
Who sowed the bad seed?
The enemy.
God didn't sow the bad seed.
That's right.
The devil sowed the bad seed. So the devil is endeavoring to distort, defile, pervert, destroy everything he can down here. That's who he is. He's trying to remake people into his likeness.
Yes.
Can you see this?
Yeah.
He has a God complex. He does. He wants to be God. He ain't even close. And he never will be. He is a fallen, created being. But you never met anybody so proud, so evil, so cruel. All cruelty and lying and pride comes from him. And the worst you've ever seen is just a measure of what he is. And he's not a fairy tale. He's real. And I don't want to have anything to do with him. I don't want to be like him at all. How about you? I don't want to have any of his characteristics. I have a Lord. I have a Master. Jesus is his name, and he is good. He's good. All he is good. And the more like him I am, the more good I am. And the plan is for you and I to be so much like him that if you've seen us, you've seen him. And the devil will lie to you. And maybe you do have some things that need to be changed. And some things that need to be, your mind needs to become more renewed to think like him. Your life needs to be adjusted. But when you are born again, that's the man on the inside.
Yes.
All things are passed away. All things have become new. You are a one of a kind creation by the Master. There will never be another one exactly like you. And God don't make no junk. I could almost hear the English professor cringe. No, you came from good. Good is in you. And you are made for good. Say it out loud. I came from good.
I came from good.
Good is in me.
Good is in me.
I am predestined.
I am predestined.
To do good.
To do good.
I've come from good.
I've come from good.
I'm going to good.
I'm going to good.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Which is a way of saying I've come from God.
Yes.
And I'm going to God.
Yes.
God is good.
Amen.
How many think there's a lot to find out about God is good?
Yes.
Whew. Keep reading. Ephesians 2:10. Said out loud, I am his workmanship.
I am his workmanship.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Unto good works.
Which God has before ordained that I should walk in them. Doesn't hurt you to quote scriptures, does it? Read this in the Amplified. We are God's own handiwork, His workmanship. None of the perversions, distortions, weaknesses that exist in your body or in your life are that. Your body has not been born again. And your mind has not been born again. Your spirit. We've been born of God. And the hidden man of the heart, the inside man, has been recreated. And is God's own handiwork. Hallelujah. We need to let the man on the inside dominate the man on the outside. Good news, one of these days, the trumpet's going to sound.
Hallelujah.
The dead in Christ are going to rise.
Yeah.
We which are alive and remain are going to be changed.
Yeah.
And our bodies are going to be changed so that they are completely good.
Amen.
There won't be any defects.
Glory.
It'll be this body.
Someone
says, no, I don't like this body. I wanted a new body. It's going to be this body. This body, I want you to put your hand on it. This body has been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
It is in a fallen, sin-affected, cursed state, which is why it ages, it's subject to weakness, all kind of things, and will die. The Lord tarries His coming. But if this body died in the desert, and nobody found it, and the molecules were blown to the four corners of the earth over 1,000 years. When the trumpet sounds, I said, when the trumpet sounds, God knows where every atom of it is. Come on, are you listening? And it will come back together, and the glory of God will flow through it. And it'll be made just like Jesus' glorious body that He has right now. You believe this or not? Am I making this up or is this scripture? Woo! And then you will have been with Jesus all this time. You're going to come back with Him. You're going to pick up your body on the way and slip into it like a hand slips into a glove. And you're going to go, man, I never remember this body fitting this good and feeling like this. That's why, because everything's been fixed. Everything. But it's this body, this one right here, glorified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I don't like this body. You will like it when it's glorified.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.